This is written for Miss Quarry Humphrey, Quarrehumphrey. Birth 7/1979, date of action 5/5/2020, date of service 2/1/2020. The patient is here. Subsequent to an accident where she was on May 5th, 2020, was involved in an automobile accident that restrained front seat passengers, where car was hit on a T-bone on the passenger side at a red light when this car didn't stop. This caused her severe headaches, mostly frontal and right temple, as well as loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event. And in addition, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and right knee and right hand, to the tune of, he was reportedly treated at Beaumont Hospital, an emergency room in Taylor, Beaumont Hospital, and then she was seen at Northland Radiology for 3 to 4 months, and she underwent significant amount of physical therapy, right way physical therapy. Subsequent to that, she was seen to by Dr. Redden in October 2020 for 3 to 4 months, and more physical therapy was ordered. Chiropractic visits were also added, 5 to 10 minutes. She saw Dr. Ram Garg, who is a neurologist, and now she's doing physical therapy with, and she didn't want any injections, she's scared, and the brain MRI was recently done at Beaumont Hospital. In the MRI report that we had, the records in the cervical spine are herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and the lumbar region, there is a disc bulge at L4, L5, and thoracic spine is completely normal. In the right knee, there is a tendon, proximal patellar tendinopathy, and focal chondromalacia, mild chondromalacia, small knee lesion, and small brittle cyst. In the left knee MRI, there is a proximal patellar tendinopathy, minimal joint effusion, thickening to the proximal medial collateral ligament. In the right ankle, there is a minimal talo-tibial joint effusion, soft tissue contusion. Left ankle, there is a marrow heterogeneity in the talus bone, plantar fasciitis, joint effusion. MRI and MRI of the brain show 2 mm right middle cerebral artery aneurysm. MRI of the brain was null. CTA examination of the brain was really normal. The patient has pain to be 10 in the area of neck and back and the right knee. Left knee is 5. All AD are affected 10, according to the patient. In all aspects, general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship, other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life. She reports 0% relief in her term. In the system, we find neurologic cycles of headaches, laterally frontal and right temple, and difficult sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and for memory. And she denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision, distortable vision, or fainting, blackout, sleep. She did any confusion, disorientation, and in the pain and numbness, patient has continuous pain in the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, and decreased range of motion, and clicking and grinding in both the knees and numbness of the buttocks, low back pain, mid back, lower back pain, neck pain, wrist and hand pain, knee pain, and ankle and foot pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence, bowel, stomach pain, in the stools, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the uric acid, painful urination, blood in the urine. Respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chill, coughing, shortness. In the last 30 days, report that there are no changes in the pain level. In fact, it has worsened according to us. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization last 30 days. Weight loss, 5-pound weight loss is reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication are not 5 milligrams. Some abuse patient was no abuse of any substance. And compliance is taken reports, full compliance with pain medication. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 132 over 91, pulse is 68, pulse oxygen 19, 98. That has shown the, from the previous visit of May 19, 2023. Dictation number is 123-05. The vital signs here are 138 over 110, pulse was 75, pulse ox is 29, or pulse ox is 99. And please change the vital signs. The vital signs are reported for another accident. Thank you. The rest of the physical examination will be from previous visit of 119-2023, dictation number 0123-005. He needs to continue physical therapy, focusing on neck and the lower back and both the knees. Once a week, patients have been advised to such a PT evaluation recertification. He does have some pain in both sacral legs as well. And narcos. Patient provided with the narco 5-325 once a day, 30 tablets for help the pain. After reviewing her meds and labs, which she found to be incomplete.